Victoria had a very good reputation of being very proactive. And with our colleague as our overseer, my colleague and I had almost carte blanche to work 3 to 4 days a week. So, you know, we'd work up a case and my offsider would, who by the way was the best undercover I'd ever worked with, complete natural. We would do the long hours, visit the Trash and Treasure, especially out in Laverton. That was where it was a real hive of thieves and cutthroats out there. So I'd drive my van in and sit in the van all day, videoing these various people going back to their cars to replenish their DVD stock while my offsider was out there selling with them, getting, you know, bag cam footage of the sales to prove, you know, you have to prove sale, you have to prove knowledge that it was illicit, all the normal proofs. And then we'd follow, you know, we'd get the registration numbers, give them to the local police, they'd help us out and let us know, you know, oh yeah, he's got a record for violence. No, they're clean skins. And then we'd follow them home, do the garbage, and yeah, we just went through them one by one. So we're in Victoria, we were very proactive and getting good results. And I did that job for about 4.5 years. There was one particular case that the Federal Police had some hand in, and it was a raid on the Caribbean Gardens market. But unfortunately, the cardboard boxes that there were, you know, there was probably 150 cardboard boxes containing evidence. A lot of the cardboard boxes were damp, and in the AFP storerooms, evidence storage lockers, they fell apart. So they repackaged them into fresh cardboard boxes, and no one could account for how 135 boxes were seized, but only 100 boxes were presented at court. So we lost that one in court, and our supervisor lost his job over that.